Shmuel Aleph Perek Chof Dalet. This parak discusses how David spared King Shaul's life by just cutting off the corner of King Shaul's robe and not killing him. And Pasuk Aleph. Vayal David Misham, Vayeshev Mitzudas Ein Gedi. David left from the place that he was, and he went to the place of Ein Gedi. After Shaul returned from chasing the Plishtim, Shaul was notified that David was in the desert of Ein Gedi. Shaul gathered 3,000 strong men to find David in Ein Gedi. There was a cave where Shaul had to relieve himself in. Unbeknown to Shaul, David and his men were located deep in the other side of the cave. As it says in Pasuk Hey, Vayomer Anshei Davidav, and now the people of said to David, Hine a Nevuah, they related. Hine Hayoim Asher Omar Hashem Elecha. Today is the day that Hashem said to you, Hine Anoichi Nosan Esoivecha Viadecha Vasisalo Kesher Yitavivinat Beinecha. Today is the day where Hashem handed over your enemies to you, and you can do to your enemies whatever you see fit in your eyes. Vayakam David, Vayakarish Eskanaf Me'il Asher Shaul Bala. And David got up and he cut the corner of Shaul's robe that was sticking out. I'd like to add, the Radak learns that David's men understood Shaul to be the enemy, and this would be the day Hashem would deliver the enemy into David's hand. However, David understood the enemy was not referring to Shaul. It was referring to the many enemies David would face while being on the throne. Ralbag adds, halachically, David could have killed Shaul because Shaul was considered a rogate, someone pursuing David to kill him. However, one, David did not want to kill the anointed one of Hashem, and two, David did not want to jeopardize the future stability of the nation by setting a precedent that you can assassinate the king. David got up early in the morning, snuck behind Shaul, and cut off a corner of Shaul's robe without Shaul noticing. Afterwards, David expressed regret to his men for disrespecting the king of Yisrael. David did not permit his men to lay a finger on Shaul. And Pasuk Tes through Tezayin. Afterwards, David stepped out of the cave. David called out to King Shaul. David bowed to King Shaul. David showed King Shaul the corner of the robe that David had cut off. David related, why do you listen to the words of others who say David wants to harm you? See for yourself. I could have killed you, but I chose not to. I even convinced my men not to harm you. You, Shaul, hunt me, but I'm not sure even why. I, David, am extremely insignificant. Let Hashem save me from you, King Shaul. And Pasuk Yotes, Vayomer, tell David, Tzadik Atami Meni. And Shaul responded and said, David, you are a tzadik greater than me. Ki ata gamaltani hatoiva vani gamaltiva hara. Because you're paying me forward good, and I've paid you back bad. Shaul cried and wept for not repaying David with the kindness David had done for Shaul. Shaul admitted that David will be the king of Yisrael. Shaul made David swear not to harm Shaul's family or ancestors. David and Shaul departed from each other. I'd like to add, as we say in Davening, Nafshi ka'afar l'kol tiyeh, let my soul be like dirt to anyone who comes. The Svarim HaKadoshim explained, just like people trample on dirt, but yet the dirt continues to give forth food and precious stones, so too the tzaddik. People trample and step on the tzaddik, but he continues to give back good. Here, by David and Shaul, David continued to pay back good to Shaul HaMelech, even though he was trampled and stepped on like the dirt. In our own personal lives, how much do we need to continue to be Meshalim Tov Tachas Ra, to pay forth good, even though we may not have received good in return? We need to keep paying forth good, even though we might have received the opposite. Thank you very much for listening, and have a wonderful day.